Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMe People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yes, sir, this is Recovery Tuesday. Rebound. Round mound to rebound, Charles Barkley Tuesday. This is the Old School crew, Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. We are live in effect, 1040 O Street. Awesome day here in Lincoln. 80 degrees, about 8 miles an hour of wind. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. We got about 10 minutes here. Before we jump into some Husker audio from the coordinators and possibly players, when we ended the show yesterday, DP said that I'd said he's had three different lives with the Washington Redskins football team and the Commanders, or Washington Redskins and the Commanders, three different times. Now is a little bit indirectly because he obviously owns the radio station and was playing the Commanders last night. And now we have the day after Jaden Daniels and company ran rampshot over the Bengals on national TV on Monday Night Football. How does that feel? Are you officially back? That's what we want to know. Are you really officially back? Or are you just going to just hold out for more like NIL money?
I know my worth. I got a call from several former players, several alumni, whose names were in RFK Stadium, right? And they're in FedEx Field. And they said, "You back or not?" And I kind of felt like if you have to ask, you don't know.
Yeah, but they want to know because they've been waiting for you.
They want me to come back. They want me to come back for Pittsburgh, Washington, and they want that. There's something in the works, right? They're trying to get, you know, all right, DP, let's get you back in the pool. Like, let's make this right. Except for the things that got me out of the portal, got me into the portal, I'm still not sure they're cleaned up. So I can root for DC. I can root for all my DC fans and family. I root for all my people.
Mm.
I can root for Jaden Daniels and McLaurin, right? I can root for them. I can root for the Magic Man.
Yeah. They got a new owner.
Commitment is real to me. So, no. not fully back yet.
That's ridiculous.
I'm proud of him.
That's utterly ridiculous.
I'm proud of him. I'm proud.
That's utterly ridiculous.
Hey, if you and here's the thing: if they ever have a remake of DC, the song, that might do it. Like if they ever got the band to just fully go and officially record it, that might be hype enough for me to believe that they're doing all the right things.
So that performance
they beat a winless team last night.
Well, they made them win. They made them winless. Continue the winless streak, though. You cannot minimize what they did last night. You cannot.
I don't.
You got to think they reshaped that organization on the move in a matter of months and represented the DMV on national TV on Monday night. Not never before, but easily the one of the best representations, offense, defense, and special teams in a long, long time. They looked good. They looked well coached.
Did they look good defensively to you?
Considering who they're going against?
Yeah.
Yes, because you go into a game. I'm telling you this for as a defensive player going into the game when you have two really good receivers, two really and potentially three really good tight ends, and up until Brown got hurt, an offensive line that you knew that they're going to do not much in the running game, and that you know Joe Burrow and those guys are going to push the ball. You know that they're gonna make some plays. You know that they're too good at offense not to make some. They're going to make some plays, and they're heavy in the pass game.
If you were,
they looked a lot better. I'll tell you this: they looked a lot better defensively than I thought they would be.
If you were linebacker 1A for Washington,
well, they got Bobby Wagner over there, I'd be 1B.
1B. Would you prefer to have the two gentlemen that they let go of?
I would prefer to have one of them.
At least one of them.
No, there's only one. Chase Young, I'm not sold on. Chase Young, we talked to the San Francisco beat writer at the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
part of the reason when she said that they have had issues with effort, he was in that. So, no, I wouldn't want to. But part of the reason is that they got Daniels, DP, a quarterback for real, is they had to get rid of – well, they didn't have to get rid of both of them, but they saved some money and was able to go out and really, really get good quality players for all that money and get return. And they drafted well.
They are better – that part. The draft is the thing that moved the needle more for me.
I just can't believe it's still up for discussion.
Well,
I mean that's just quite. I'm just saying. I'm not gonna lie to you,
Jay. You know that.
I'm just saying. Look, you couldn't convince me
to be a Bills fan with all the swag and all the hype. You couldn't pull me.
But that's because you were still berating the Bills from losing four Super Bowls, and we won't say who called the Music City Miracle, and we were in 15 years of depth of hell. And we drafted J.P. Lossman, and we drafted my man from Florida State. It just did not work. But when you look at what they did with the Commanders, you know what's crazy? Maybe I should ask you. I want to ask you this. You know they had to change the name from the Redskins, right? Mm-hmm. But did you read the article where the last living descendant from the tribe of the Redskins, he wants it back?
Yeah.
He wants them to be called the Redskins again.
Yeah.
What is your feeling on that?
I don't think it matters.
Well, I know. I'm just saying as a, you know what I mean?
So,
I know it's not going to change anything because I know it gets into things outside of football.
Right.
But it's interesting that, you know, and I don't know if there's a financial reason or whatever, but I think that it's pretty interesting because it just came out the week of when they're about to play on Monday Night Football.
So the story is that the person that the image of the old Redskin franchise, his family, generations later, three generations later, spoke out and said, "Hey, you know, we'd be fine if this was being used again." And I understand it because I'm never going to tell any family how to feel about their name. But they're not using their name. They're using the image, which is a thing that we know that.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Right, a little bit different, right?
It's a little different.
And
it's a lot different.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And what's done with it and who was doing it.
Yeah. Well, so I think a lot has to do with
who was doing it
with Daniel Snyder.
Right. Who was doing it?
And that's why I asked you.
And what was being used, and having been in a lot of those rooms, there were actually, the depth of it is, Jay, that they had panels and meetings with family leaders of different cultures, leaders of different factions, different families. And in those meetings, the things that were said is what really moved the needle. And then you can go back and say, if that person wants it, that didn't speak for other nations that were feeling the ramifications of what was being done and how it was being used. Yeah. So whatever way they feel about it, my thing was, you have the English language has every word available for you to use.
And if it doesn't, you can make a new one.
Right. And use, right. And literally use, pick one that people will not have that sort of reaction to. And then make your money off of it. Because every time you rebrand it, you make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Every single time. From the Washington Football Club to the Commanders. Even then, you're still making just hand over fist money. And you could have chosen anything. 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 And you chose the thing you continue, and the people who are fighting for it, fight for it. That's fine how you feel about it. Nobody's telling. But it's, I would imagine that going from Cornhusker, from Bug Eater, and et cetera, that the same kind of conversations, there are people that love what they love, even going from Cornhusker to Husker.
Yeah.
And being specific. Look, we saw the drama of changing the hand placement of Herbie to the type of overalls and the hairstyle of Herbie. And if you don't understand that there are people who just aren't going to like change, any change, then you understand what's going on in D.C.
Yeah. There's a lot going on, but a lot good, though. I mean, 38-33 on the road.
I loved last night. I loved what it did to that community because, again, my phone blew up and there was on phone several calls. And the conversation about the play call, the throw, and the catch by McLaurin.
It's bigger than just that.
That was a generational throw and catch at the highest level. You can't name, I can think of three rookies, maybe, who made that type of throw in that type of moment. That route, that is a throw that is practiced and practiced and repped and repped, and still people can't make it in just regular moments in the game.
Right.
In the most critical moment of the game.
On the road.
On the road with a defender with his helmet in your chest.
Yeah.
He threw a dart.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm asking why you're not on the back on the back.
I'll tell you privately what it'll take. Because it's not a public thing. It is a private thing of the business that goes on behind the scenes.
If Jay Foreman goes to Utah, will you be a Commanders fan again?
That would do it. That would so tell me that the universe is in line. That would tell me that, you know,
man,
what?
What's there to do in Utah, man?
Everything. Everything.
No, there ain't.
Everything. Everything.
Boy, Kansas State went up there. They put Kansas State under a spell up there in Provo.
I even watched.
You make me scared.
As soon as the Commanders game ended, when they got to the third period, I was watching Utah hockey last night. Their first preseason home game.
Mm-hmm.
And they, too, are having name issues. Because, again, even in Utah, you think that they can get uniform in what they... No, man. There's one part of the population that likes Utah Hockey Club. There's some that want Yeti. Some want the Grizzlies, but the Grizzlies already exist. They're fighting over names the same way everybody else fights over everything else. So, it's... I think...
Oh, we got action.
Jay,
We got action.
Okay.
We have right here a update on Steve Peterson. Steve Peterson, sports management advisor, holds 20 years of experience. He's an advisor at Barnes and Thornburg, LLP. Where is that? He's on a faculty member. That's a business?
Wasn't that a former thing? I didn't know that was current.
It is a law firm in Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Okay. I'm lucky enough. It's the thing.
Two more winnable games, DP, and then you play prime time. Then you play prime. So now this is great, though, because we just were talking about it.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels against Pocket Hercules.
Yep.
I'm going to be so hyped about that game. I cannot wait. It's on Fox.
This is big.
They're going to go out there and beat Pocket Hercules. Did you see Pocket Hercules this weekend?
Yes, we did.
He threw with his eyes closed.
He stole the cotton candy off the living room table.
He run like a little kid that stole his mom's cell phones running around.
He got mom's purse.
Yeah, mom's purse. Then they play Cleveland, and then they play at Baltimore October 13th.
Baltimore will tell me more of what will answer the question. So we're 3 weeks out. I'll revisit it 3 weeks out. But they have to beat Arizona, because that tells me that some of the systemic things that you say, how do you handle success?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That will tell me whether the Commanders
on a short week,
did you go and do you have the things in place to do right? This week at Arizona will tell me a lot. Baltimore will tell me some things that in that backyard brawl, you could watch Nebraska go undefeated in basketball, but it is when they play Creighton that you get a real picture.
Yeah, because that game's serious.
Right? So when Baltimore and Washington play and you have those two quarterbacks going after it, and then the flaws that both of them have away from it, that will make my heart warm in a whole kind of way.
All right, we need him back.
Yeah.
We're going all Page and the Redskins.
Yeah.
This dude right here, 86-33, you off the chains. Hey, we're going to like the names for the Utah hockey team. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. We'll jump back into some
the Utah Huskers. So you understand the joke. The texter said the Utah polygamists.
Yeah.
But somebody pitched the Polys
for Polynesian.
For the Polynesian and the polygamists.
Yeah.
And then the argument was over what the logo would be.
Yeah.
And none of the answers were good.
Yeah. I bet. I can only imagine.
None of the answers were good.
I guarantee you, all the answers were emailed in from anonymous emails. You know, they track emails and stuff up there in Utah. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll take a quick break. Be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.